Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Here we are starting a brand new month. March is just around the corner. We're starting it today. And we're so glad that we're able to come to your home by the means of radio to tell you, yes, there is something to believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, let's go right now to this song, that I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey is getting sweeter every day.
My journey is getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey gets sweeter every day. And my ups and downs, my sorrow and frowns have passed my way. But I paid no attention, dropped all my contention, had no time to stay. Problems only weighed me down and caused my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy, I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey gets sweeter every day. He was good enough to save me and wash all my old sins away. Now he leads me, he guides me, protects me and hides me, keeps me each day. I know that he loves me before he entered in my heart and knew to stay. Now I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey is sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day.
Yes, sir, that's not a brag, that's a fact. We can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're ready for heaven, and we're heaven-bound. And we're just the same as we're there today as we're going to be there a million years. 10,000 years, I think the songwriter said, and we'll still be praising his holy name. We thank you for allowing us to come into your home, to penitentiaries, convalescent homes, wherever you are this morning with something to believe in to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you. We try to present that message each Sunday morning here on this radio broadcast. We've been faithful to you. You've been faithful to us. But together we stand. It's divided and that we fall. Well, let's go back and do one of my songs. I've been doing this for many years. And this is kind of the theme of my ministry. And I want you to give it a listen to it. It said, going to make it on home someday.
Thank you. I just find myself alone too, and I pray to you everything is alright. For in his word he assures me, on my knees he secures me, and I know he's gonna see me through the night. And I'm gonna make
Yes, sir, I'm going to make it on home someday. We're just as sure of that as though we're already there. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. I done been judged, done been found guilty, and I have been forgiven. So that's good. It's good to know that. It's good to know that sins have been forgiven, and we try to present that to you each Sunday here on Something to Believe In. If your sins have not been forgiven, it's because you've never confessed your sins. So let's go right now and let Martha do this beautiful song for you. And this one said, He grew the tree.
Then He made the tree that would grow to be thorns that would make His Son bleed. Gave it leaves and then gave it sunshine and rain, sheltered it with all. He grew the tree, he knew the thing, used to make the old love strong. Used to make the old
Yes, sir, he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. He became willing to become our sacrifice. He who knew no sin became my sin for me. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and this one said from heaven's point of view.
Today I face a mountain that I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knees. Soon I soar like an eagle, high on wings of prey, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face. Comprehend today, circumstance uncertain makes it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in a promise, I'll never leave you, I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on the wings of grace, far into the heavens, touch God's face, rising higher in His wonder, heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view.
Well, we're going to jump out into some deep water here now. We just found a tape here that we did on the broadcast back in 04, and we have a sermon there, and I have no idea what this sermon is, but we're going to give it a listen to anyhow.
Today from Acts chapter 24, verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, on a temperance and of judgment to come, Felix trembles and answers, "Go thy way for this time, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." We want to guide your thought of attention this morning to the three areas in which Paul directed the message to Felix. First of all, it was righteousness, then temperance, and then judgment to come. You see, Felix talked about the concerning of the faith of Christ. There had to be a longing, there had to be a desire to even hear about the story. You see, the story of Christ has always intrigued the hearts of men. A man said to me just the other day, he said, "Well, preacher, what if it isn't so?" I said, "Well, sir, what if it is so?" You see, because God is the person that challenges the mind. God is the person that says in Isaiah, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Man cannot understand his lost condition. Man cannot understand why he has to repent. It's very obvious because we sometimes think that there's nothing to repent about. You see, we come into this world not knowing all of the tragedies and all of the situations that we will face. We run into a lot of problems. We run into a lot of situations. We grow up to find out that sin is the cause of every problem. And Felix could not understand this. Felix needed someone to show him the way that he was living. And Paul reasoned about the situation. I like God's reasoning. I like it because God reasons. In other words, God lets us look at both sides of the issue. No, we're not lost because we sin. We sin because we are lost. We are creatures of sin. We are creatures of habits and creatures of things that God is not pleased with. God doesn't put us here as a robot. He doesn't say you can be saved or you can be lost. He does not place the destiny within his own hands. He doesn't make you like a robot, push your button and you do the things that he programs you to do. He makes you a free moral agent. He gives you a will. He gives you a right. And he gives you a mind of understanding. He gives you a great gift, which is called the gift of choice. You see, that choice gives you the right to say yes to God or to no to God. But once the choice has been made, then the decision has been made also. Now you stand in judgment toward God. You see, Paul begins to reason with Felix about the righteousness. The Bible said, lest our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said, they would no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so he talked to him about concerning the faith in Christ. We must be in Christ, and Christ must be in us. But men have their own way today. But God's day is coming. We may think that we're right. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So men have their own way today. It's true, sir, ma'am, that we can live any way we want to. We can do anything we want to. But you see, God's day is coming. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, but then after death, the judgment. And then he began to reason also because, you see, Paul had no respecter of person in his preaching. For the word of God does not have a respecter of person. Felix, you're lost. Pharaohs are lost. Men and women are lost without God. Every man that stands at the judgment seat of Christ cannot say that they were good enough, that they did think good deeds in their life, and that everything and anything that it would take to save a man, except they did not have the repenting spirit. So Paul had no respecter of person. Paul, just because Felix had the authority and the power to even release him from prison, he was still not willing to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. I sing a song sometime called "The Ground is Level at the Foot of the Cross." The rich man stands there, and also the pauper stands there, because every man will have to give an account to God. The Bible said there is none right. No, not one. Because our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. So as Paul began to reason with Felix, he said, Felix, you're right. You're right in your own eyes, but you're wrong in God's eyes. And then he began to talk to him about his situation. Paul, in his preaching, aimed at the conscience to lead them to the place that they could see their own sin. And that's what preaching is all about. We don't need to get up and tell people that how big a sinner they are. The message should lead our conscience to the realization that we have all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. We need to tell men and women that God made man right in God's sight through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by his own doings, not by his own good, because there is none good according to the Bible. Our goodness is as filthy rags in the nostrils of an almighty God. So you see, our righteousness is not any good. We say, well, we have rights. Your rights need to be nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ the Lord.
the splendor of heaven. Knowing its destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me.
God is love, and we love God. God loves us, but before we were ever born, God loved us. He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. I didn't know what that message was, but that was a great message. We preached that back in 04. And if you'd like to get any of our sermons or any of our songs, you just write to me, drop me a card or a letter, an offering if you can, to help us maintain the broadcast. But there is no charge for the tapes that we send to people. But we have tapes of music and tapes of sermons, and we have all kind of tapes that we can send you, and you can just pass them on along to somebody else. Maybe you know a shut-in or somebody that you could play one for. I think that'd be good, because our ministry is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been doing this for many years. I'd be lost to death if I couldn't get on the radio each Sunday morning somewhere and tell someone about Jesus. I remember a gentleman wrote me a letter here a while back from up in Pennsylvania. He said he's going through there around 2:30 in the morning, heard us there. And we're on many different stations. We pay up one package, and we pay a certain package, and they just put us on any time and any place where they have an opening, and that package costs between $40 and $70. So, hey, I think that's very cheap as long as people are supporting and paying for the broadcast. And what they don't pay, I do. I always write a check for the ministry because I think it's very important that we get the ministry of Something to Believe In out to people. Now, you pray for me and you pray for Martha. We're not getting any younger. We're getting older every day. But as I came on the radio, heaven's getting sweeter every day. Father, we pray for our unseen audience. We pray for the lost, the sick, the shut in. We pray for Arvin and Doris Neely. We know that it's not easy to be in sick. And we pray for all of those, Lord, at this call to pray for. And we pray that somehow or another that this ministry will touch their heart and touch their life. And give them your peace and your understanding. Peter said, surpasses all understanding. So, Father, this ministry is in your hands. Whatever you do with it, it's up to you. So, neighbor, that's our plea this morning. We plea that you will stand with us and help us in the ministry. And let's pray for one another. Martha and I need your prayers. Our churches need your prayers. This is a year that we're having to make some great decisions. And I want you to pray for us about in these decisions that God will be in the arrangements of every decision that we make. So you pray for us. We'll be praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is truly my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.